The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, the state of Ohio is being rocked as we speak by a huge potential political scandal. It was unveiled this morning. Details were given at a 2:30 p.m. press conference just about an hour ago. It began. It is already being called the biggest political scandal possibly in Ohio history, and it involves a frequent guest on this program, Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. Now, I want to say something right off the top. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty. I listened to all of the press conference, and the next thing I want to say, number one, you're innocent until proven guilty. But secondly, I want the truth to be discovered and justice to be meted. That's my greatest desire. I want the truth to be told and justice to be served here in the state of Ohio. So I want to say that before I say anything else. Now, some editorial comments, and I want to make clear these are editorial comments. As I said, I watched the entire news conference, and there are some things that trouble me. It troubles me that there is the potential that someone that I have had on this program frequently, Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, he has been extremely approachable and available to this program. Almost whenever I've asked him to be on the program, he has almost immediately made time in his schedule to be on the program. I have met with him personally down at the State House. I've been in his office. And I've always been impressed that he is a straight shooter, farmer from Thornville, Ohio, that simply wanted to serve the people of the state of Ohio. I've always been impressed with him. And I've always known that he's a politician and a very savvy politician. But I've always felt that he was not the typical politician. Well, I could be completely wrong, okay? I could have been fooled. But here are just some of my gut feelings. The U.S. attorney who announced the charges at the 2:30 news conference, the U.S. attorney was there and a representative from the FBI were there. And by the way, the U.S. attorney has been a U.S. attorney for just less than a year. He was appointed by Donald Trump. So he is a Republican appointee, again, appointed by Donald Trump within the last 12 months as the U.S. attorney down in southern Ohio. He has led the investigation in cooperation with the FBI. So I want to make that clear as well. All right. Here are just some of my gut feelings. And this is raw, because the only thing we know right now are the charges. In other words, all we know is what the prosecutors are saying. We have not heard Larry Householder's side. We have not heard any other side. All right, let me again get to my gut feelings. There's something not right. In the evidence that was presented by the U.S. attorney and the FBI, it seemed extremely personal. I don't know whether you watched the news conference or not. You can watch it again. It's available on the web, of course. And watch it and let me know what you think. There didn't seem to be a lot of impersonal, objective observations. Both of the speakers, the U.S. attorney and the gentleman from the FBI, it seemed very personal. They seemed very angry. They seemed very vindictive. It was not what I would expect from a U.S. attorney or the FBI. Just simply, hey, folks, here are the facts. There was, with this man being the Speaker of the House for the state of Ohio, I would think that even if they believed with all of their heart that the charges are true, there would have been a tiny bit of sadness for the state of Ohio. You know, hey, listen, this is not something we wanted. We know that this is going to cause an enormous amount of turmoil in the state of Ohio. But, hey, we have no choice. We're just doing our job. There was a personal anger, vindictiveness that I just wouldn't expect from a U.S. attorney. I don't know this guy. I don't know anything about him. Never heard of his name before. I don't know about his reputation. I don't know about his background. And again, he was appointed by Donald Trump. He was appointed by a Republican president. I just sensed a lack of objectivity. Now, again, may I say, if the charges against Larry Householder and the others are actually true, I want justice to play out. I don't think we should have scandal in our government, people that we have elected. The charges are over 60 million dollars in bribes, kickbacks, et cetera, 60 million dollars. And it's all about that whole First Energy thing. Some of you may remember the huge controversy about the legislation. It was a bailout for the energy company up in Akron, First Energy, that has now morphed into another company. The legislation sailed through the House and the Senate and was signed by Governor DeWine. Then there was a referendum on the ballot to get it overturned, and that failed. And the charges are about racketeering and trying to influence voters, and a very, 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 very complicated thing. But the bottom line, the personal benefit out of, and again, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to minimize the importance of these charges. But out of $60 million, that's the charge, less than $500,000 went to Larry Householder. Oh, hey, that's $500,000, okay? I get it. That's bad. But out of $60 million, $300,000 of that less than $500,000 went to settle a lawsuit. I don't know the details of that. And according to the charges announced today, approximately $100,000 actually went to Larry Householder personally. Now, again, if it was illegal and it went to his personal benefit, $100,000 is a lot of money. I'm not dismissing the importance. But out of $60 million, if $100,000 is all that went to Larry Householder, there are just a lot of things, and I'm trying to be objective. Larry Householder and I are not friends. I know him. He has been very gracious in coming on my program whenever I've wanted him to come. So I want to make sure that I'm being objective too. So bottom line, potential for one of, if not the largest political scandals in Ohio history. $60 million involved, a dark money organization, a lot of illegal transfer of funds, and so on and so forth, and several other people involved as well. I'm running out of time. I'll give you a couple of the other people that are involved in this case when we come back. But I have immediately sent out a message to Larry Householder, giving him an opportunity to come on this program and give his side. I have some doubts whether he'll accept that because of what his attorneys will probably tell him. But I have extended that invitation. I would love to hear his side. I'll let you know.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. An historic day for Ohio. For the first time in weeks, the primary focus is not on COVID-19, but the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and the crimes that he has been accused of, and they're serious. They could carry some substantial prison time. Now, at this point, these are charges, and to my knowledge, the way I understand it, is that he has not been indicted. I believe, I could be wrong on this, but I believe this information is going to be presented to a grand jury. There is going to be a much deeper investigation. Larry Householder, I believe, has already been released. He was not a flight risk, and he was to be released after all of the paperwork was filled out and so forth. So if he has not been released from custody, he will be soon. So he's not going to be sitting in jail or prison or whatever. So we will see. Let me repeat. Number one, truth. Number two, justice. And number three, and in that order, the benefit of the doubt. So we will see. Now, some of the others charged, the most prominent other individual charged is Matt Borges. Matt has been on this program, although it's been quite some time ago. Matt was the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party. Very, very well connected politically. I believe now, and for quite some time, he has been a lobbyist since he lost his position as the chairman of the Ohio Republican Party. And he most recently made news by coming out and saying he was going to do everything in his power to keep Donald Trump from serving a second term, and he was going to support Joe Biden. Yeah, remember that? I reported it to you. The former chairman of the Ohio Republican Party came out a few weeks ago saying he would do everything in his power to keep Donald Trump from serving a second term and would be supporting Joe Biden. Similar to John Kasich. Interesting, because Kasich and Borges were kind of connected at the hip. They were very close. There are some other individuals as well, people that I'm not familiar with, never heard their names, other lobbyists. Another aide to Larry Householder has been charged as well. So we will keep an eye on it. And I am praying that truth will prevail. And wherever that comes down, truth. Now, I was watching the news conference on one of the local TV stations, which will go unmentioned. And I must say, the reporters on this one station, which is the station I normally do not watch, but I couldn't get the live stream to work on the one that I actually trust, at least somewhat. And I must say, the reporters on the station I watched were salivating. They were thrilled. They were salivating that the Republican Speaker of the House had been charged with serious crimes. Their glee over the charges were not hidden at all. All right, now, unless you want to continue the discussion, that's all I'm going to say today about this, because we just don't know a whole lot. I am praying for Larry Householder. I'm praying that if he's guilty, he'll confess. Pray for his family. Whether he's guilty or innocent, this is going to be very, very difficult on his family. And pray for the leadership in the Republican Party. They have suddenly been thrown into complete chaos. Pray that truth will prevail.